News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sengupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. The Mamata Banerjee-led Trinamool Congress, which roared back to power for the third time following the hotly contested assembly election in West Bengal, released its list of ministers who will be sworn in at a ceremony in the Raj Bhavan on Monday. Banerjee, who took oath as chief minister last Wednesday, has submitted a list of 43 ministers, both cabinet and ministers of state, to the governor. Though the TMC has won with a thumping majority in the recently held assembly election, Banerjee herself lost from Nandigram, and she too needs to win a by-poll. As many as 17 MLAs, mostly veterans like Shubrata Mukherjee, Partha Chatterjee, Firhad Hakim, Shobhandeep Chattopadhyay, Jyoti Priya Malik, Maulay Ghatak, Arup Biswas, Dr. Shashi Panja and Javed Ahmed Khan have been named as full-time ministers, while 19 have been made state ministers, and another 10 will be given independent charge. Former Finance Minister Amit Mitra has also been named in the cabinet list, even though he did not contest the recently held election due to his ill health. The TMC Supremo wants Mitra back at the helm of the finance department and has plans to make him a member of the assembly through a by-election, a senior leader of the party said. Among the 17 faces making an entry to the ministries, cricketer-turned-politician Manoj Tiwari, who became a legislator from Shibpur in Howrah. Other new entrants to the Council of Ministers will include former IPS officer Humayun Kabir and Shuli Shaha, while Kabir will be among the 10 persons who will become ministers of state independent charge. Tiwari and Shaha will feature in the list of 9 MLAs who will be sworn in as ministers of state. Banerjee is also scheduled to hold the first cabinet meeting on Monday after the swearing-in ceremony, the leader said. Meanwhile, the name of former Transport Minister Madan Mitra, an MLA from Kamarhati, did not figure in the list. Two other former ministers, Tapos Roy and Nirmal Majhi, have also been denied ministries. The list also did not have names of anyone from the glamour world, many of whom won the election on a Trinamool Congress ticket. In another development, Governor Jagdeep Dhankar, on a request by the CBI, sanctioned the prosecution of Firhad Hakim, Subrata Mukherjee, Madan Mitra and Shovan Chatterjee, all of them ministers, during the time of the alleged commission of a crime that came to light in the purported Narada sting tapes, an official said on Sunday. Honourable Governor is the competent authority to accord sanction in terms of law, as he happens to be the appointing authority for such ministers in terms of Article 164 of the Constitution, a statement issued by the officer on special duty communication to the Raj Bhavan said. All the 4 men were ministers in Banerjee's cabinet when the tapes were allegedly made in 2014. Hakim, Mukherjee and Mitra have been re-elected as TMC MLAs, while Chatterjee, who left the TMC to join the BJP, has severed links with both the camps. Assam Chief Minister-elect Hemanta Biswa Sarma on Sunday said that his predecessor Sarbanand Sonowal will continue to remain a margdarshak or guide after being unanimously elected leader of both the BJP Legislature Party and the NDA Legislature Party. Sarma said that he was grateful to Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, BJP President JP Nadda, Sonowal and all other party leaders for giving him an opportunity to serve the people of the state. He also pledged to carry out his duties with dedication and honesty. Effusive in his praise for Sonowal, the BJP leader, who is also the Northeast Democratic Alliance convener, described his tenure as one unblemished without a single charge of corruption or any other allegation. He practiced politics of values. Sonowal is a leader with a foresight, someone who had the vision of uniting the people of Barak Brahmaputra Plains Hills while ensuring no section of the society was left behind. He was our leader and will remain so as our margdarshak. He had immense faith in me and gave me important portfolios. He inspired me to serve the people well. I promise to follow the path that he has shown us in the last 5 years, the CM-designate said during his address. Sharma also expressed his gratitude to the Prime Minister for prioritizing the Northeast since 2014, ushering in development in the region, facilitating connectivity through rail, road, air, information and technology. The CM-elect thanked Modi for visiting the state's nooks and corners during elections to hold campaigns not just for the BJP candidates, but also nominees of its alliance partners, the AGP and the UPPL. "We are particularly grateful to the PM for giving due respect and recognition to our Gamosa. Even when he was administered the vaccine, he had it around his neck. The love of his for the Gamosa fills every Assamese heart, including mine, with immense pride," he stated. The NEDA convener further said that Shah and Nadda have also given us the strength and determination to march towards our goal, and for this we shall be indebted to them. It was due to the Union Home Minister's meticulous planning that peace returned to the Bodo and the Karbi areas, bringing along with it new hopes for the tribal communities, he underlined. "History has been created by the BJP and its allies, as it is the first non-Congress government to retain power for the second successive term in the state," Sharma said, congratulating the newly elected MLAs of all three parties of the NDA. He urged the legislators to ensure that the poorest of the poor are attended to. "We have to dedicate ourselves to the service of the state to help realize the dream of making Assam one of the top five states in the country," he added. Sharma was elected to the assembly from the Jalukumbari Assembly constituency for the fifth consecutive term. India on Sunday strongly condemned the terror attack at a girls' school in West Kabul that left more than 50 people dead and said the incident demonstrated the immediate need for a comprehensive ceasefire to make the Afghan peace process meaningful. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs said the targeting of young girl students makes it an attack on the future of Afghanistan and that it also highlighted the urgent need for dismantling terrorist sanctuaries. The number of injured in Saturday's attack has risen to more than 100, according to Afghan authorities. "We strongly condemn the terrorist attack on Syed al-Shuhada Girls' School in Kabul yesterday, which killed more than 50 innocent girl students during the holy month of Ramadan," the MEA said in a statement. "Our thoughts and prayers are with the families and friends of the young girls who lost their lives in this barbarous attack," it said. The MEA said the perpetrators of the attack wanted to destroy the hard-won achievements of Afghans. "Targeting young girl students make this an attack on the future of Afghanistan. The perpetrators clearly seek to destroy the painstaking and hard-won achievements that the Afghans have put in place over the last two decades," it said. "This incident demonstrates once again the urgent need for dismantling terrorist sanctuaries and the immediate need for a comprehensive nationwide ceasefire to make the peace process meaningful and sustainable," the MEA added. It said India has always supported the education of Afghan youth and remains committed to the progress and development of Afghanistan. The attack took place at a time the US has started pulling out its troops from Afghanistan. Elon Musk showed a combination of humility and hubris as he opened his highly anticipated hosting gig on Saturday Night Live. The 49-year-old Tesla CEO, SpaceX founder, and one of the world's richest men opened his monologue with mocking his monotonous speaking style, saying no one can tell when he's joking. "It is great to be hosting Saturday Night Live, and I really mean it," said Musk, standing on the stage in a black suit with a black t-shirt. "Sometimes after I say something, I have to say that I mean it." He added in explanation that he's the first person with Asperger's syndrome to host the show, or at least the first person to admit it, he said. It may have been the first time Musk has publicly said he has the mild form of autism, but at least one former SNL host, Dan Aykroyd, also has talked about having Asperger's. Musk also joked about his Twitter account, which has more than 50 million followers, and the tweets that led some critics to object to his being invited to host the show. "Look, I know I sometimes say or post strange things, but that's just how my brain works," he said. Then Musk added a boast that got his biggest laugh of the night and an applause break from the studio audience. "To anyone who's been offended, I just want to say I reinvented electric cars and I'm sending people to Mars in a rocket ship," Musk said. "Did you think I was also going to be a chill, normal dude?" Musk didn't appear in the show's unconventional and heartwarming cold open, in which cast members and their moms did brief bits for Mother's Day, as musical guest Miley Cyrus sang her godmother Dolly Parton's inspirational light of a clear blue morning. But Musk brought his own mother, model May Musk, on stage to talk about what he was like when he was 12. Playing on Musk's reputation as an innovator, NBC live-streamed the episode globally on YouTube, the first time Saturday Night Live has ever been viewable simultaneously around the world. Right everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening, stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.